This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Outcast. You bum-hooked me, though. I heard the piano kind of, and I thought it was going to be a Christmas song. I was waiting for some sort of like Charlie Brown or some, and then all of a sudden it's a little Outkast. Love Outkast. 617-779-7937. Going to rip through your phone calls here. Let's go to Sue in Lynn, who has a thought on the May Brady thing. What's up, Sue?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Love the show.
Thanks. Thank you.
I just want to get back to that guy who called saying that Drake May was better than Brady. Okay, now, he's definitely soft because until you win 7 Super Bowls, you are not better than Brady.
Get him, Sue. Tell him.
You know, he may have a few things that Brady didn't have. Brady didn't have the speed, you know, the long ball and all that, and that's great. But until you win and can win consistently like he did, he is not better than Brady, period. I mean, Brady was it.
He was
Thanks
it.
For the call, Sue. Appreciate you defending your guy.
Just good for her. You know?
We were actually just having this conversation off air. Let's say you have a great 25-year career in terms of stats and all that stuff. How many Super Bowls do you need to, like, at least get in the conversation with Brady? You're
five.
Not going to get – is it five?
At least.
So
You mentioned maybe three.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, so you're halfway to Brady?
Four,
okay.
Maybe four gets you.
Just, you know, it's
more than half.
You know, at the end of the day, are we going to judge quarterbacks based on how many Super Bowls they have?
Yes. Okay. Happens all the time.
Yeah. Okay.
Philip Rivers is getting judged.
But Tom had a great team around him. It wasn't like he had bad players and he carried those were good teams.
No, I know. I get it. But
so,
he also, a lot of good quarterbacks play with good teams and win one Super Bowl. Two Super Bowls.
You know what I would want to maybe ask Fitzy? I want to maybe ask Sue, did you think that Drake is further along in his second year than Drew was in his second year? Is that a fair debate?
Ooh, that's a good question because it was halfway through 1994 when Drew caught fire and, you know, carried the Patriots. Just slinging his way.
No, he meant Tom. Sorry.
I meant Brady.
Yeah, no,
did I say Drew?
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I meant Tom.
Yep,
my bad.
Tom? Absolutely. In terms of just like physical development and his hold of the field, the deep passes, reading the field. Yeah, I mean, Tom was obviously a gamer and was a revelation all season long in 2001. But yeah, he's further along. It's just the darn 9 Super Bowl appearances, 6 Lombardis thing keeps getting in the way.
Yeah,
we may get into it tomorrow. The Josh McDaniels appearance on the Pete Schrager podcast. When talking about Drake May, he said something to the effect that the questions he asks are what separates him. He asks questions of like a fifth or a sixth year quarterback, and he's only in his second year, his first year with
really?
Josh. Josh said the questions he asks are at such a high level when they're during the week, game planning, going over things. That's one of the things that cerebrally separates him from
that.
Other
heard
young.
That. That's good.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Growing up around a QB dad will probably do that. For
absolutely.
You.
Yeah, for sure. Let's go to Jim in Manchester. What's up, Jim?
Hey, I just want to touch base. All right, I'm in New Hampshire. And I'm not even a Pats fan, but I tell you what, this guy is not. I can't believe the people trying to compare him to Tom Brady.
Thank you.
It blows my mind, okay? I've been going to Patriots games for over 50 years. It's the way. It's the way he even touches Brady.
All right, thanks for the call, Jim. It's we gotta flesh it out. It's like better than Brady in his second year? Or
yes.
Is he better in the sense he's more athletic?
Yes.
Okay.
That's
right.
A fact. I think more
he's
athletic.
He's not as accomplished,
no,
clearly.
And he's got a long way to go. But if you say more athletic, fact.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If you say better deep ball, fact.
Yes.
If you say more accomplished or better in his second season. Actually, can't say more accomplished because the season's not over and you guys won a Super Bowl.
Correct. Hasn't won anything yet except
better.
11, 12 games.
Better.
Better.
I think he's playing the position better.
Okay, so those are three facts. That's all we can judge at this point, right? It's a little side-by-side comparison, and we'll see where it goes over the next, you know, hopefully we're still in these chairs in 20 years when we're talking about Drake May at the age of 43.
But this got the people's dire up here.
Yeah, I feel bad. Dan Ball, do you recall who was the first caller that brought this up?
It was a guy who just called back and asked if he could add more. James in Exeter was the one who brought
James
it up.
James in Exeter, we appreciate this manna from heaven type talk here on WEEI Afternoons. Didn't see it coming. Not everybody loves it, but everybody wants to weigh in.
He's going to call back tomorrow to strengthen his argument.
Okay, I love it. All right. A little research, a little chat GPT, a little Google, whatever you need, stats, we'll listen. Dave in Connecticut, he wants to weigh in. What's up, Dave?
How you guys doing?
Good.
I just wanted to say, I've been debating Brady being the GOAT for 20 years with five different quarterbacks. I'm so shocked that New England would even start this. I mean, if Mahomes isn't better than him, if Vic isn't, if Manning isn't, if Aikman isn't, if Montana isn't, like you said right before I got on, are we talking about year two or are we just already he's the GOAT? It's so insane.
Thanks for the call, Dave. Yeah, it's a little insane. Sports Talk Radio. It's always supposed to be a little insane.
Does he have the skill set and the talent to potentially catch up to Tom and to surpass Tom?
Yes. And he also answered a question that I don't know if he means it or not, if we can hold him to this. He was asked about Philip Rivers, 44 years old, joining the Colts. And somebody said, you still going to be doing this at 44? And he laughed and said, I hope so. If I can still move a little bit and I can throw, I hope so. So, at least right now, he's talking about playing into his 40s. Remember, Brady started doing that at a relatively early age.
Yeah, he was like 35, though, I think.
No, I know.
Yeah, but you're right.
He set a new standard.
No
Maybe
doubt.
All these guys, Aaron Rodgers is doing it. Philip Rivers is
you're
doing
right.
it. Brady did it. Maybe they take care of themselves better,
you
right?
You know it. You never hear that from Mahomes.
And that's what I was going to say.
You never hear that from Mahomes.
I almost think the biggest issue will be the drive. How much does he want to be great?
That is one of the things that makes Tom so great that people don't realize is his staying power, his ability to come back year after year after year and do it at the high level.
All right, let's squeeze in one more phone call before we get to this top 25 list. Let's go to Chris in Westerly, a little different topic here about the Patriots roster. What's up, Chris?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, guys, quick question for you. So two-part question. First one is the current lineup for the Pats, was this based on just lucky picks in terms of drafting, or was it based on the skill of, you know, the scouts and things like that? And second part is this current roster sustainable for the next 5 years, or are there some tweaks you want to make in terms of the lineup? Thanks.
Thanks for the call, Chris. Ted Johnson.
Fun question.
Is it built out of luck or skill and scouting? Or, I mean, can I throw both in there? Like,
yeah. You know, I think a little bit of the draft is luck, right?
Yeah.
Pete Carroll used to tell me that. He said, Ted, it's kind of a crapshoot. Okay, yeah. That's in right. But I think the free agents that they
sounds
brought
like
in.
Pete.
Yeah, that's Pete. I love Pete. But the free agents they brought in were, these are guys that a lot of these coaches on this staff have worked with, so they knew exactly what they were getting. So it's more calculated, and I would say, hey, the skill of the front office is just kind of identifying guys they knew would make this team better. But the draft, Will Campbell, Kyle Williams, Travion Henderson, there's more of luck involved in that process than there is the free agent process.
And then he said 5 years sustainability. 5 years, a long time in the NFL. That's a lot of roster turnover, but – there's like Drake May, Will Campbell, yep. Christian Gonzalez, right? They should all
and
be
Kyle
here.
Kyle Williams, hopefully.
Kyle Williams, hopefully. Milton Williams, if he plays for 4 years.
What you're saying is, which early in this dynasty, which Bill, so many of us got second and third contracts here.
Right.
When's the last time Belichick's regime signed guys to second contracts from the guys that they drafted? Hardly ever.
It was like Hightower and Gronk.
That was
and
like
it. McCourty.
Era. They drafted guys, but then would never sign them to second contracts, and it just showed that they just weren't dialed in on the drafts like they used to be.
All right, Fitzy, I want to get to this list. I know you are intimate with it. I think you did a Six Rings podcast with it. Our buddy Tom Carroll
indeed.
WEEI.com put together the top 25 moments for the Patriots over the last 25 years, or I guess 26 technically, 2000 mm-hmm. through 2025.
Quarter and century.
Yeah. I'm going to read you the first few on the list. I might cherry pick, and then I think we want to maybe debate it. Number one, Patriots beat the Rams February 3rd, 2002. Ted Johnson, you were there. Adam Vinatieri with a nice game-winning field goal. The next one. Malcolm Butler's interception against the Seahawks, Super Bowl 49 in 2015. Super Bowl 51, the comeback against the Falcons, 28-3.
Incredible.
Yeah, that's number three. Number four, Tom Brady drafted 199th overall in April of 2000. Number five, the Tuck Rule game, the Snow Bowl against the Raiders that kind of jump-started the dynasty. Six is the loss to the Giants. It goes on. There's a bunch of Super Bowls from there. Mo Lewis's hit on Drew Bledsoe is 11. Bill Belichick hired on January 27th, 2000 is number 12. Then it goes down from there. So, Ted, thoughts on the top of the list?
And these are ranked in order.
Oh, these are ranked. The number one is Super Bowl 36.
Who came up with this? Great minds think alike. There you go.
Rankings.
Tom Freeze Pops, our Patriots guy, WEEI.com guy. So feel free.
I think number one is appropriately positioned at number one.
Oh, really?
How would it not be?
Oh.
I mean, you have to look through the whole list, and so I'm maybe missing something.
No, I think.
But you don't think that first Super Bowl against the Rams, the greatest show on turf, were 14-point underdogs, wasn't the greatest moment in the history of this franchise ever?
Number four on the list for me, Fitzy, gets a lot of consideration
way,
number one.
And just FYI,
what?
Guys.
Tom Brady being drafted.
No.
Oh, just the way, I just want to let you guys know, for contextual purposes, the way Tom Carroll put this together, and like they did across Bruins, Celtics, and Red Sox as well, and Boston sports overall, most significant moments.
Okay. So what does that mean?
So that's why yesterday Adam Schefter, when I qualified it and said, Adam, what is the most significant moment in Patriots history from 2000 to now? He said, well, it's got to start with drafting Tom Brady.
I guess just going back to 2000, did anybody remember when we drafted Tom Brady that was going to be a huge?
Oh, no.
So I guess I'm just, I don't know. Like, yeah, bringing Tom Brady was, okay, the biggest thing that ever happened in his franchise. But at the time, we didn't think that. So,
no, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Right. And in the same boat, I would put, where is it? Number 12, when you hire Bill Belichick.
Oh, no one liked that hire.
Not at all.
Right.
But in hindsight, the Brady and the Belichick were the foundation of the next 20 years of success.
Yeah, Brady was the biggest. Yeah. Brady was probably 75%.
That's absolutely not true.
Bill is maybe 10%.
Oh, okay. 10%. I thought you were giving him 25%. I thought we had breaking news.
Oh, well, like, here's one thing that's not on there. Spoiler alert. You know, you could kind of argue Ryland missing a kick against the Giants, setting the Patriots up with the third overall pick, or drafting Drake May. Like, that took place within this window.
Right.
And that obviously seems like it's going to have massive impact over the next year, five, decade plus as well.
But Ted's right. It's like, I guess there is a different sort of vantage point or viewpoint. In the moment, it's Super Bowl 36. Like, you knew you were experiencing. Yeah. Now, I would also argue, similarly, the Snow Bowl, I knew I was seeing history.
Dude.
I didn't know you guys were going to keep winning, right? So.
And that preceded, that's the Super Bowl, so you could, I mean, the Snow Bowl was insane.
Unreal.
Like, I mean, can we all agree that was
Is that the most insane. Incredible game you've ever played in, Ted?
Just, like, what just happened?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the kind of the what just happened. I mean, I was in the Hail Mary game, Colorado, Michigan. We won on the last Hail Mary, Cordell Stewart to Michael Westbrook. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, that was that Super Bowl. I've cried twice in my whole football career. Once was losing to Nebraska, and one was winning that Super Bowl against the Rams when nobody expected us to win.
Yeah, that was and then, obviously,
it was the first Super Bowl for the franchise, right?
And you closed out Foxborough Stadium, the old snake pit with a W.
I loved it. I miss that old place, man.
I do wonder, though, if you guys had lost the next week after the Snow Bowl, like, the Snow Bowl wouldn't be looked at the same way. It's
exactly
just a cool weather game. Adam Vinatieri, great kick, mean it, but it didn't really lead
to anything.
Exactly
right. So, he had to win the whole thing for that game to have any meaning.
Then it becomes more valuable. So I like this list. I like this, and we may continue to do it. I know over at WEEI.com, they're doing all of the four sports teams, the Celtics, the Bruins, and the Red Sox. So we may dabble in some of those, but we definitely wanted to get Ted's opinion since he was part of number one on the list here, and the Tom Brady question, the Bill Belichick question. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for Odds and Ends. I'm going to bring to air a little debate that we were having in the back room. We got Thursday Night Football tonight. We got Celtics and Bucks. We got Bruins and Jets. But it's also the Christmas season. Do sports get in the way of watching, like, Rudolph and the Grinch and all the Christmas movies and specials this time of year? What are you watching tonight? We'll talk about that next on Odds and Ends.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.